Derek Warren here with IDOT's Tim Hemman. Thanks for joining me again today.
Good to be here, Derek.
The weather has been cooperating with you guys as far as construction goes. It's been pretty dry and it's been warm, so able to get out there quite a bit this month. What's on schedule for October?
Well, for October, on Fayette Avenue, we're still finishing up a few things. So this coming month, you may see a periodic lane closure just to repair a couple items, and you won't see too much going on. It's pretty well done, just some miscellaneous items. Keller Drive, the patching is complete. We do have some detector loops that we have to saw in for Temple and Evergreen intersections, and them lane closures will be going on this weekend, just for one weekend. The Banker Street Bridge repair project just south of Fayette Avenue, that's kind of been going off on and off this the past couple months, and they're off the roadway now. They're coordinating with the railroad right now, and if they get that coordination done, they may be back out there with a lane closure also again. And if we don't see them back out there in the next couple weeks, that probably won't happen until next spring.
Okay, would that be certain lanes on there then? Probably one lane each way, right?
Yeah, one lane each way. We got to do both. We'll eventually do the entire structure as far as just repair work, the joints, and some patching on it. So it's just, there'll be different staging if they do get started with the actual bridge work. They've been repairing some of the retaining wall. As you've seen, as you've gone through there past month, we've had the retaining wall taken down and replaced and stuff. So
got some new concrete in there.
Yeah. In U.S. 45, safety shoulders north of Rickleman to Sigel, they've been completed. So that's pavement's a little wider there for the wide loads and everything. So that'll be nice for the farmers and everything.
Definitely.
And also on I-57 north of Effingham at the rest areas, next year we're going to do a bridge replacement project, and we have to build some crossovers in the median. So they're going to start that. That'll probably be late October before they get that started. So northbound and southbound inside lanes will be closed, you know, the last part of October and through November.
Okay. Will they be working on the overhead bridge right there by it, or will it be like a bridge section of the I-57 road itself?
It's the actual next year's project is bridge that carries I-57 traffic. It's the bridge just north of the rest area. As soon as you get past, if you're going northbound and you just get past the on ramp and you hit a bridge, they're going to remove and replace that structure there next year.
Okay.
So they have to build some crossovers because they're going to move traffic over to the other lane. They're going to move the westbound or northbound traffic over to the southbound lane and have them while they're building the new structure next year. Yeah. And other than that, that's about it in the area. Things are kind of slowing down for the construction season. And on Fayette Avenue East, you know, they're continuing to work on acquiring right away. The goal is to have a building demolition contract next year and get the buildings removed. And so there's a lot of utility relocation that has to happen where the buildings are currently sitting. So yeah. That's what they're working on. So they're continuing to work on the right-of-way for the east section of Fayette Avenue.
Okay, now what I've been curious about since it kind of ends right there at the underpass, what happens with the big church right there at the intersection of Fayette and Keller or 45? Would you have to expand to the south a little bit and cut into that sidewalk, or are you going to try to go on the north side?
No, that intersection is pretty well built because it's five lanes each direction on Fayette Avenue. So that section of roadway right there at that intersection, it's up to standard.
Okay.
At this time, there may be some repair, some of the concrete in there, but there won't be no widening out or anything right there in that area. You just get past the church, and that's where the widening will start. Okay. Get to the east of the, just to the east, about to the, right where the parking lot is there, then the widening will start.
Okay, where it kind of meanders around, goes back down to four lanes, that's where it'll be.
Yeah, where it kind of narrows down a little bit. The lanes get a little narrow there, just past the entrance to the parking lot. to the church. Okay. On the south side of Fayette.
That was something I'd gotten some questions about, and I wasn't for sure, so I thought I would ask myself.
No, the intersection's in good shape, you know, as far as design. It may need some of the concrete may need repaired.
Yeah, there's some of it here and there that is cracking a little bit, may need repairs. But All right, you said that was pretty well it. There's no other construction, I assume, set for the rest of this season then, right?
No, there's nothing really scheduled for the remainder of this year. We're at Altamont. There's a crossover that needs to be constructed. It could happen later in the year because we're going to replace both them, you know, them bridges there at Altamont next year also. And we do have a crossover that needs to be put in, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen yet.
Okay, yeah, kind of weather permitting as well. We're should be getting into a rainy season here sometime soon, you would think.
Yeah, it'll probably change, you know, things work in cycles, so it'll probably turn off wet someday.
Yeah, well, and the weather gets colder, hard to cut into hard ground whenever it's cold, so.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anything else? Obviously, be safe when you're going through a construction zone if you do see one.
Yeah, if you're going through any kind of construction zone, slow down, pay attention to changing conditions, and, you know, stay off your, don't get distracted, you know, whether that's electronic devices or any other items that may distract you. Just pay attention as you're going through.